Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we have Dr. Barry Taft this week. His book is Aliens Above, Ghosts Below, Explorations of the Unknown. So, Barry, the question on the table here, is Mother Earth partly responsible, therefore, for people acquiring or being infected by this stuff?
Yes. The best way to look at this is like your DVD player. You need the DVD player. It's got to be plugged in the wall. The DVD must be in the player, and you have the remote, which has a battery in it. If any of those elements of the situation don't exist, nothing happens. You get no image on your TV. Something like that may be occurring here. There must be, the environment must support what's going on between the person, their own body, and their own psyche. It's a linkage between living people and the environment. And this can be, it's been demonstrated again and again and again. It's almost bite to say this, it's boring. We could go into a case and predict what we're going to find. And it's always the same. The place is different, the face is different, but it's always the same thing. That's why Chapter 7 in the book, when Barry Conrad met this beautiful girl in 2001 named Lisa McIntosh, he met her online. She came out of California. They met, and they fell in love, and she moved in Barry's house, and it was great. A few months later, we went out in our first case with her. She helped us. The next day, phenomena began around her and Barry in Barry's home. Okay, when she began, admitted, when she grew up, she moved from one haunted house to another. No, that's movie making. That's not science. That's not parapsychology. It was her. She wouldn't let us do medical workups on her. She was very insecure about this whole, very frightened by it. It's okay to go and check out someone else's home, but not in mine.
Okay, so, now the other question therefore would be, Does this mean that this stuff still has an external reality, even though it requires one's personal sensitivity or being infected to generate that stuff?
Yes, it does matter. Yes, because, again, it's real. If we can see its effect in the physical world, you're damn right it's real. The question is, what's the source? Again, the only time a DVD is relevant is when you push the button on the remote and it plays. Other than that, it's a static disc that does nothing. If in the future they find DVDs, then what are these? Oh, they're to cook food on.
Those are very flat, very fragile plates. But then we go to the UFO mystery. Mm-hmm. So, are UFOs still possibly visitors from elsewhere, another planet, another dimension?
Yeah, right. But I also have to echo what Chris spoke of on my show last week. It's far more complicated than simply beings coming here with the nuts and bolts technology. We're dealing with things that are so far more advanced than we understand. We can't comprehend it. It's like Arthur C. Clarke said, that any sufficiently advanced civilization's technology would be indistinguishable from magic. And that's the problem. We're dealing with something, if it can traverse interstellar space in real time, we have little in common with it. If it can affect matter, energy, and mind and perception, we have very little in common with it, other than the curiosity. Whatever these things are, they've been very subtly affecting and influencing human evolution for a long time. They might have been here before we are. We might be, and my book talks about this, in the center section, which deals with ufology in many respects. We might be the result of the interference of another race. Based on the data I've read and collected from good sources, which are, very good sources in my opinion, that humans as they are today might not have existed without some sort of intervention. What I'm saying here is that
we're the aliens. We might be more alien than they are.
Intelligent design is correct, except that God may have had nothing to do with it. If someone made us, genetically created human beings, Homo sapiens, then who created those beings that created us? Who created them? Where does it begin? Where does it end? 2000, if we see a person or an animal picked up in a shaft of light into a glowing object in the sky today, we call that an abduction. If it happened 2,000 years ago, was it an ascension? I mean, is it all the same thing? Probably. As we evolve, our terminology changes because we understand things differently.
So now, of course, we assume it's ET, but maybe 50 or 100 years from now, we will think in other terms we can't envision right now.
Just thinking of ETs as beings like us with technology is a misnomer, because it's far, far beyond that. in abduction cases and alleged contactee cases, as we evolved, so did the perception of these people on board craft. You used to see dials and silly gauges and then potentiometers.
Yes. Now, this is a point that I've raised a number of times in the Paracast, which is that the UFO entities seem to be just ahead of us in their technology. It keeps advancing with, of course, the encounters as we progress in technology. So, for example, there's a case going back to the 60s where somebody was hunting with bows and arrows, and he was chased by UFO entities, and the best they had was knockout gas.
Which suggests that maybe we're being, you know, screen memories. We're being made to experience things that are consistent with our thoughts. So if we imagine energy beams, like lasers or particle beams, or imagine, you know, knockout gas, they're showing us, it's showing us what we're expecting to see, which means we can't twist our perception around these things.
So in the movie Contact, the one with Jodie Foster, based on the Carl Sagan book, she sees E.T., but he comes to us in the form of her late beloved father.
Right, exactly.
Because E.T. says you would not be able to accept the way we really look.
Right. It was a great movie. I really enjoyed that film. I own it, and it's very well made. And it's interesting that Carl Sagan started out early in his career. He very much believed in ufology, you know, in the whole phenomenon. And then as he became really famous, he turned around because he was probably told, you want a career, you better start talking real about this and stop going along with these crazy people.
Politically correct to make a living.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, as we discussed on my show last Wednesday with Chris, Chris's books are great, by the way. He's written some incredible books. And then we talked about Richard Dolan, who's going to be on my show in a couple of weeks. And his books, you know, UFOs and National Security States, Volumes 1 and 2, are superb. And they really make people aware of the depths, the intensity by which the intelligence apparatus of our country has been tried to manipulate social consciousness to dissuade them regarding the existence of UFOs.
So that follows, again, disclosure, because certainly Richard Dolan is very much interested in that, and Chris and I have been rather skeptical of disclosure. There are obviously a movement, a lot of in this country and other countries, to get the government to reveal what we think they know about these subjects. So is there any hope for that? I mean, you're under deep NDA and deep security.
I wouldn't. Okay, my personal feeling, I mean, I haven't read Dolan's new book, After Disclosure, yet. I'm expecting that soon. But I don't agree with the fact that the belief that our government or any government is going to declassify and disclose this information. My personal opinion is, and this is discussed at length in my book, it'd be the worst decision our government could make for many reasons. Modern Western governments exist on the concept of domestic tranquility. That means that there isn't chaos, there isn't fragmentation. Everyone has a job and they live and they eat food and they pay their rent but the only thing our government really cares about is come April 15th we write that damn check. And if we suddenly discover that the government is no longer God and they've been lying to us about something as profound as this, we stop writing our checks because we don't look up to them anymore. Especially as they've been manipulating us. So I don't think it would be a wise thing for the government to disclose. I mean, I'd love to see it happen. I've been teaching this material for decades. And every time we get to the holidays, Easter and Christmas, and I discuss the religious implications of ufology, and they're profound, people get really upset. I said, look, I'm just a messenger. I'm not saying I can prove it. This is what the evidence suggests or indicates. And if we can't get along with black and white and red, yellow and brown, imagine throwing gray in the mix. Then imagine that we're suddenly told that we have an inconceivable past and an unimaginable future. We're not who we think we are. Well, might that not disenfranchise the human race? Something other than God made us?
And also maybe the ET has its own prime directive governing that. Who knows? Dr. Barry Taft joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast with Dr. Barry Taff, giving us reasons why there cannot be disclosure, at least right now. Maybe we'll be ready sometime in the future, Dr. Taff?
Let's see, I'm 63, and I'd say the likelihood of there being disclosure in my lifetime is about 1 in 100 trillion. The government...
That's pretty direct.
Yeah, we have a government can keep secrets. It's done so very well on a number of topics for many years. The idea that our government can't keep secrets is garbage. It's absolute nonsense. I think the can of worms is so dramatic, it would destabilize the socioeconomic infrastructure of not only our country, but the world. No government with an ounce of brains would be willing to risk that. We saw what happened in 1938 with Orson Welles and War of the Worlds, and that was a radio broadcast. That's a joke compared to what could happen if such thing, not we're not going to be invaded or conquered or you know, eaten by aliens. That's science fiction. I think we're being observed. We're being subtly influenced and manipulated. This stuff goes way back, and it's almost like we're being played with by an advanced race to see what these little furry creatures do when they're not killing each other. In fact, during the First World War, during the trench warfare in Europe, in France, so the Germans and they are shooting each other, you know, they're fighting, and then on more than one occasion, the Marian apparitions descended, and everyone freaked out, dropped their guns, and ran away. They came back and started killing each other. It happened again sometime later. They dropped their guns and ran away, but then they came back. Well, let's see. So what do we have to show them to make them stop fighting? Throw them some money. What's money? You know, it's Fatima, 1917, right before the end of World War One. You know, what was viewed as a theological event, our Marian event, if you look at the books, some good books written recently on the subject matter, it sounds more like a UFO event than a theological one. And so this flies in the face of modern theology. The question is it all the same? And I think it is. I think end, we're not going to like what we find.
You bring up a really good point, and I've had a sneaking hunch for quite a while now that the whole idea of the alien and that alien meme may be palatable for us. It may be something that we can actually conceive of and almost be okay with, because what I think is going on is that meme is being used to hide something infinitely more complex and bewildering. It's kind of an easy way out. It's an easy explanation for people to wrap their heads around. And I agree with you. I've always said that the government knows a lot more about this stuff than we do. That's why they're just that much more confused.
Right. And I think the government in general knows nothing. You know, when they put out the different versions of Roswell, first it's this, oh, then it's that. Oh, no, then it's this, no, then it's that. And they keep changing their story, which probably means, well, first of all, the people putting this disinformation out are lying. But also, they themselves don't know. There's a faction within a faction within a faction, sort of like the X-Files. And remember, presidents come and go, administrations come and go, intelligence doesn't.
So basically, you'd be saying here that the president does not have the need to know. So he's not told, or if he asks about it, you know, they will either misdirect him. Or maybe tell him, but then he realizes he can't tell the truth.
Yeah, I mean, would they have trust Nixon? No. Wouldn't trust Nixon with a cent, let alone security data like this. You know, I'm not a crook, but where are the aliens? The whole thing, let's see, Reagan wouldn't surprise me if they told him, but again, we'll never know. There was all this stupid rumors going back years ago that the real reason JFK was assassinated was that he was going to spill the beans on UFOs to the public and they killed him. You can't prove it. You can't disprove it. So what's the point? It's like they told Marilyn Monroe this. That's why she was killed. It's talk about paranoia. There was a series back in the late 90s called Dark Skies by Bryce Zabel. Very good series. It didn't stay around very long because it kept shifting its time slot. But it was a very interesting show and very well produced for what it was. And I really liked it. Very clever in many ways, but didn't stay on very long because it was, you know, it actually was trying to say something. And I was really sad because it was for the time it was on, it was good TV, at least I thought so. And they really touched upon a lot of these issues about the government and the sociological impact of this all, and it was great. But nothing good seems to last. Then there are those who think that all the movies made on UFOs are nothing but a slow indoctrination program to make us accept aliens before they contact us. Yeah, right. I don't think so. It's just science fiction for the most part.
It is whatever is going to sell.
Yeah. It's all money driven.
Yeah. I remember, you know, at the end of when they made the UFO incident with James Earl Jones and Estelle Parsons in the mid-70s, they were going to put a clip at the end where they claimed that the U.S. Air Force had tracked the UFO to have landed right where the hills were abducted, and the network was told by the intelligence community, this is what I heard or read, that if this clip airs on the show, the network could have their license yanked by the FCC. So guess what? They didn't air it. It's easy to control people with that kind of power. You know, one's going to throw their life away and their career away to get this data out. They just, it's too dangerous.
We're using the public airwaves. At least some of us are.
Yeah, but again, since we can't bring a dead alien in or a piece of technology that's clearly non-terrestrial, we don't pose a threat.
Chris, any more questions from the till?
Oh, boy, we got a ton. In his book, Wonders in the Sky, Jacques Vallée wrote with Chris Abeck, our questioner, again, I think it's Poulterwurst, says that he recently read a historical witness report of a reverend who saw a luminous globe or cloud in a field at night where several ghost apparitions had been reported prior, which seemed to change into something like a classical ghost and when he approached it. Is there something to that? Ghost lights, do you think that there is a gray area where the UFO kind of begins and the actual aberration or ghost light leaves off? And is there an interconnectedness there?
Yeah, as you're speaking, Wonders in the Sky is sitting on my coffee table. So anyway,
synchronicity.
Great book, by the way. Yeah, it's a great book. Yes, there is, like I said, we know that many different things could produce a similar result. And as I said earlier, a lot of people who have UFO encounters, CE 2s or 3s, frequently have paranormal fallout following it, as if the encounter alters them in a way that we don't yet understand. What does it mean? I don't know. But, yes, I've had cases. We had a network executive. His name and network will not be mentioned. This is in the book. And he called me. This is in the 70s and late 70s. And he – poltergeist activity at his home. Met him and his wife, and they were terrified, and it seemed quite real, even though we didn't experience it. It all began to end, and a few months later, they were taking a trip up north in their car, driving up to the Bay Area, and they saw what they thought was a plane about to crash. This is at night, and they went up into the hills, and they saw these discs on the ground, these little beings. One of them, the being saw them, aimed something, that pop of light, they blacked out. When they came to, they were on the road hours later. Their lives fell apart. They got divorced. The guy couldn't hold his job. And they had no interest in the paranormal ufology prior to this point. They had never.
And this is not that uncommon. I mean, we've heard instances where somebody's life is turned upside down because they have some kind of paranormal encounter and nothing is ever the same from then on.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Barry Taff with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. GetReady.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
With Gene and Chris, Dr. Barry Taft joining us. He's author of Aliens Above, Ghosts Below, Explorations of the Unknown, pointing out here that people who have paranormal encounters, well, sometimes it could be uplifting to them, but many times it destroys their lives.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I tell the story of my ex-girlfriend that was abducted,
right,
people say, why didn't they take me? And I said, I wouldn't take me. I mean, we don't know why certain people are chosen to be abducted or by whom, or we know it seems to happen to certain people, yet not others. The criteria will never end. While they take one for it, we don't know. But if part of their control or manipulation is through intimidation and fear, I'd be the worst person because I would say, you're not taking me back. Can you tell me how to propel this vehicle, what your avionics are?
And, you know, some people have asked me, I've been following this subject for quite a number of years, would you ever like to have a UFO encounter? And I have a one-word response that's the same that I would have given 10, 20, 30 years ago. No, I do not.
Yeah, most people, it doesn't help your life because you start telling friends and family, they think you're nuts.
And well, I mean, I do a show for people who some people think are nuts, so I guess it would help to be able to do that, but I'm not interested in having that case. Doesn't
right.
mean I'm never going to have a paranormal encounter, but maybe
right.
that creates negative vibes.
I've seen enough for both of us, Gene.
Very well, good. Know, I hope it stays that way.
In 1981, I had a UFO sighting over a market not far from where I live here in Los Angeles. And remember, I'm a pilot. I've been flying since I was, 17 years old. I know a lot about aircraft and aviation and military aircraft. Long story short, I'm coming home from a friend's house about 11:30. It just finished raining, and I saw what I thought a plane about to crash into this shopping center near me. It's a little strip mall with a Vons Market. I published it in the APRO Bulletin, actually, and it looked like an aircraft, a fuselage with no wings or tail. It was hovering, and you could see this gunmetal material, bright, these rectangular windows emitting an arc welder's blue-white light, and it just made no sound, not a prop wash, nothing. It slowly turned, and then it moved away and disappeared rather quickly. My parents called the next day, and they said, did you see a weird thing last night? And I said, what did you see? And they described, yeah, they saw what I saw, but they were coming in from the valley over Laurel Canyon. They could see it at a distance, and they said, it looks like a plane without wings. And other people in Cheviot Hills saw the same thing at the same time. So I don't know why I saw it. I was right place, but I didn't have any missing time and got back in my car and I drove home. And that was it. And I said, okay, I wrote a report and I published it.
And your rear end didn't hurt and you didn't have scoop marks and transmitters signals out of your arm?
No. But, you know, it's sort of like I met a girl a couple of years ago online. They went out a few times. It didn't work because she was an alcoholic. But she said, well, if I look like your old girlfriend, will I be abducted? I said, how the hell should I know? I said, no, I think your brain's already been abducted. That's the problem. My life is peppered throughout the books are stories about some strange people I've encountered over the years. Like I said, it's never – the jokes don't stop because – if I had a dollar for every crazy person I'd met, I'd be really wealthy. I'd have a lot of money.
What?
And, you know, a lot of nice, normal people, but and every so often, crazy ones. And, in fact, in one of the stories, I bumped into a girl, old girlfriend, back in the late 90s. I was giving a lecture in Anaheim at a place. An old girlfriend was there. Showed up. She looked great. No lines, no wrinkles, no fat. I'd seen her in like 25 years. Wow. So about a couple months later, she showed up at my home, and I didn't let her in. I was about to leave, and she said she needs my help. I said, with what? She says, well, yeah, you have to help me. I go, with what? Her name was Linda. Well, she's that alien, demonic alien beings have conspired with the CIA and the FBI. What? Stop. Well, you have to help me in Jesus Christ. I go, stop. And he goes, oh, look, stop. And I said, she sounded suicidal. I said, look, Linda, you need psychiatric intervention. You sound suicidal. You need assistance. And she kept calling me and calling me. Stop. And then weeks later, something impelled her to walk in front of a car. She was hurt but not killed. They kept her for a few days, let her go. A couple weeks later, the same thing. They let her go. Thank God she wasn't killed. Anyway, she kept calling me with a look. I said, I'm not interested in what you're talking. You sound like you're psychotic. But early 08, about this time 4 years ago, she called. She goes, the earth is about to explode. And I said, I can't pass up this opportunity. So I remember her name's Linda. I said, excuse me, Laura. I've got to send baby Kal-El off to his new home world before Krypton explodes. You're insane. And I hung up the phone. And that's unfortunately happens to me way too often.
You're a lot
people
in
being
life.
Being programmed by the media. And I think fantasy creation is at an all-time high in this realm.
Yeah, it was just. And then another crazy person. I met her in 1989 at a MUFON support group we had here in Los Angeles. And she talked about her case of abduction. She sounded like she was severely disturbed, nothing paranormal going on or ufological at all. And I thanked her. And then a couple years later, I'm online and she posted a blog about me saying that she knew instantly upon meeting me that I was sneaky and underhanded. I go, okay, that's interesting. And then I instantly hypnotized her, and then I went home and used psychotronic weapons I have hidden in my basement to direct evil entities to attack and rape her as she walked up and down streets or drove. And I used her as the basis for the entity case. And I went, what? I said, wait, the entity case was 74-5. The book came out in 78-9. The movie came out in 83. I met her in 89. So that means it would have to be retroactive. What? Is she missing something here? Yeah, like her brain. And this is what I keep running into. And it was very depressing. But
Where do you see this whole field going? I mean, is there any hope?
Nowhere. And the biggest damage is being done by the reality shows on this subject. They're misinforming the public. They're not disinforming the public. They're misinforming the public to entertain them. And the bottom line is this. If a person doesn't know how the physical world around them works, and most people don't because that's not their reason, they haven't been educated to that level, then how can they know what exists beyond its boundaries? And that's where that sounds interesting, and they see all these stupid shows, and they buy all these stupid products, and they believe what they're seeing is real, and what they're seeing is fantasy made to entertain people who don't read or write. So that's the problem.
They want the ratings. They can sell the ads. That's all.
Right. That's it. Yeah, it's all, you know, I mean, 30 years ago, these shows, you know, would have laughed. You're not going to put this crap on. And the formula is the same for every show. It's basic. It's formulaic. And, you know, it's a joke. I remember a lot of these shows were approached early on, and I said, you couldn't pay me enough money to do this stuff.
Survivor version 4000.
Pardon?
Survivor version 4000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very depressing. And so I think that, you know, eventually this stuff will die out because it'll just get boring. How many ways can you serve a steak? You know, or how many ways can you make spaghetti? Eventually you keep, it's the same thing over and over. So that I don't think anything's going to change in terms of the media or people's understanding. If they're not willing to read and they don't give a damn, you know, that's the problem. They're almost apathetic. They believe what they see and that's it.
And they probably believe that these reality shows are real.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and as a direct result, we also get, you know, the scientific community becomes more and more entrenched away from studying these subjects because of what the media is doing.
Right. They're negatively conditioning scientists to even get near this because they realize it's, for the most part, it's crap. It's garbage. And, you know, I mean, also, if you're in academia, you're a professor at history or physics or in engineering or chemistry or astronomy, you get involved with this stuff, your career's over.
Oh,
you lose
toxic.
Your job. Yeah, you lose your job. And then how do you support yourself? How do you take care? How do you pay rent and buy food and drive and, you know, got a family? No one's going to throw that away. And, I mean, when I was at UCLA, it was politically incorrect to be involved with this. And that was decades ago. Nowadays, it's 100 times, maybe 1,000 times worse than that. They would, if I was an academician, a professor like UCLA or USC, I would have lost my job a long time ago. This would have been fired immediately.
If you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, please write us. news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. Or send us a tweet at @theparacast on Twitter. I'll tell you what, we will lose our jobs if we don't do this. Dr. Barry Taft joining
right.
us. We have Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
But we're going to keep our jobs because we're in the Paracast with Gene and Chris and Dr. Barry Taff. Barry, we're on the final segment here.
Okay.
And we like to kind of sum things up. We have questions we didn't ask you. We're going to hold them for another episode because we want you back. And
sure,
therefore, you'll probably have to have Chris back. You know, that's how it goes.
Great.
Okay.
No, we have to have Chris back. But without Chris, I wouldn't be on the show.
Well, that's why we have to thank Chris and thank
him
for your presence. But okay, so trying to move to the end game here, the government is going to keep it secret no matter what we do. We can't change that, can we?
Well, unless we go through a major upheaval in the government, let's say there's a major depression that makes 1929 look like a cakewalk.
Some think we already got close to that.
We may be closing in on it right now with gas prices. I mean, I'm just waiting for the word depression to be used. It's gas prices. They expect gas prices by the end of the year to be maybe up to $5.50 a gallon or six.
But it doesn't always work out that way. They say they expect, and then the oil speculators decide, well, it's not so bad. We'll start cutting the price because people are using gas less. They're using gas less. We want to sell more. We've got to cut the prices.
Yeah, but then the greed kicks in and they go nuts. But anyway, I don't see a lot of change occurring because there's no money to do real good research. And if there was money, it might be squandered in the wrong areas. People wouldn't know questions to ask. The wrong people are doing the work because a lot of people, instead of forging forwards, looking for new data, they're trying to just replicate the same thing over and over and over and over. We've been doing that, and we've gone nowhere.
Basically, when I see various publications on UFOs and articles, I think, you know, you could have written this in 1955.
Right. I mean, I've been reading UFO magazine. I published it back in the 80s and early 90s. And now it's basically entertainment, a lot of the stories. There's some good writers.
Now, UFO magazine, you're talking about the one that was started by Vicky and Don?
Vicky and Don, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You're the guy who sold it to Bill Burns?
No. I wrote for the magazine in the 80s and early 90s, and then I stopped because the magazine became more entertainment-oriented, which I'm not interested in as far as writing. If I write entertainment, it'll be scripts. It won't be silly stories for a magazine. And then now it's Bill Burns, and I mean, I've talked to Bill a few times. Seems like a nice guy, and he's very passionate and has strong feelings about what he's doing. And UFO Hunters was not that bad. It was very, for someone who knows nothing about the field, it was very entertaining and informative.
Except, of course, when you have situations like Chris where they take events that occurred in one state
right,
and put them in another, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You know, unfortunately, that happens with all of us. With the show's trying to make a point, and they're making a point. It looks like their head's coming to a point. It's very sad. That's why I don't appear on many shows, because, you know, they want to use me for their own reasons, and I won't conform to their needs or their demands. So, but, I mean, a lot of these shows are pure entertainment. They're not disinforming as much as misinforming to make a point.
Now, that's a big question here. Is that done deliberately because someone wants that to happen, or it's done because they don't care?
The latter. I don't think they give a damn in the end. Their job is to make a show. They make a show to get ratings to stay in the air. That's it.
So facts be damned.
Yeah. You know, speaking of disinformation, the book that came out last year from Annie Jacobson, Area 51 Declassified,
was
just one of the biggest disinformation ploys I've seen in my life.
Now, we all know about the stuff about Roswell.
Yeah.
Okay, what else was this information about that book? Just briefly.
Well, I mean, when she talked about Area 51 regarding all the black projects, you know, the military technology, that was very factual, although most of it was already known by most people in the area. But then she described Roswell, that the Russians did it, and that Mengele worked with the Russians after World War II, and he modified some kids to make look like aliens, and they crashed a vehicle in the desert to try to panic like Orson Welles' broadcast. That is the most absurd thing I've ever read. I mean, it was ludicrous.
It was covered in mainstream media.
Yeah. You know why? Because they dedicated a three-hour block of time on it on the National Geographic Channel, and she was on every talk show, everything.
Now, who's ever heard of her? The book vanished.
Well, yeah, she got her 15 minutes of fame, and it's gone.
Well, I guess they put the Roswell thing in there. This has been my assumption, to get ratings on the TV shows when she goes on there. If there was no Roswell mention, would anyone care?
Or, you're right, but it's more disturbing, more insidious, is it seems like, at least from last summer when the book came out, there was a tremendous push, the coordinating of the launch of the book with a three-hour time block on National Geographic Channel. This is, to me, pure disinformation. What are they trying to make us look away from now? Why are they doing this now? It's not just they're doing it. Why now? So the question is timing more than disinformation, timing. So what is it we're not supposed to be paying attention to now?
Okay, that's an interesting question, one we should explore very briefly here. Okay, so let's look at what the government says. Let's look at prevailing wisdoms in UFO research, paranormal research. Where are we being misdirected from?
Well, misdirected from, I guess, we've been conditioned to not to read anything written by anyone with any credentials. We're basically taught to listen to people who are on television babbling nonsense. That's why these shows are so popular. It's like going to a B sci-fi or horror movie. Who cares? You're just giving the kids some ways, give them a way to spend a couple hours of time on a Saturday so they don't run around and get hurt in the street. We're being distracted, but from what? Is it that the world economy is collapsing? This is a way to distract us? I don't know. But disinformation is about distraction, leading you to make you think something else is happening for a certain reason. Well, I can understand part of the government's reason for disinforming us on ufology, because it's the can of worms. It could decimate Western civilization. With the paranormal, is that we gain too much power from what we know, and it's better that we're kept stupid because then we buy idiotic products that are advertised on television. I mean, it's like when you look at when they do these shows re-describing why the Kennedy assassination was done with one shooter, and why when his head went back at the end, it only looked like it was going back. It's an illusion. So how many ways can they create a lie to make you think something that isn't real is real? It's a joke.
I'll tell you, I remember with the Kennedy assassination when I was a teenager, and this was some years after the event, where I would attend lectures by a New York State Assemblyman, Mark Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was just ripping it apart and looked to me, so obvious. How can we assume it's the single gunman where he's showing, look, the rifle can't work the way it should, although some people claim it can. We had Jesse Ventura on the Paracast last year, and he was going into the same thing. Of course, Jesse is an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is why I noticed you didn't comment or add to that.
No. The whole thing is most of the things done for television are done for entertainment. That's it. They're not trying to inform you. They're trying to keep you glued to the screen so you watch the sponsor's products being advertised. I mean, that's it. You know, you realize there's a new network about to premiere on cable called the Dog Channel, and it's designed
for dogs.
It's designed for dogs to watch when they're left home alone. Well, who's going to sponsor the show?
You're kidding me.
No, we just announced last week.
Okay, well, they're running out of ideas for channels. Before we run out of ideas, because we're about to run out of time, the book, Aliens Above, Ghosts Below, tell our listeners where they can get a copy.
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Or you can go to www.cosmicpantheon.com. Any of those locations you can order the book through. And I can guarantee you it might freak you out. It might make you very unnerved. It might frighten you. It might make you mad, but it won't bore you.
It's certainly not going to bore you because it's very educational. I'm enjoying it immensely, and I highly recommend it to all the Paracast listeners out there. This is the real stuff.
Barry, where can we find more of your stuff other than the book?
My website is barrytaft.net. I've got about 46 or 47 blogs, mostly mine, a few from friends and colleagues I've worked with over time, and everything. Some of it's tied back to the book, others are not. Some are related to MUFON. I think four recent blogs were put up by Alex Mistretos and how I actually got hold of Chris, and I got hold of Steve Murillo came on, and Ruben Ariarte, which is all of whom were great, as Chris was on the show, and so far, so we've had great people on like Chris, and it's wonderful. It makes me feel good that we're actually communicating valid information to people they can learn something from.
And you find Chris's stuff, OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Barry Taft, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.